Your tie, sir.
Oh, thanks. How are we fixed for time?
Oh, quite good, I think, sir. Yes, Miss Peterson will be arriving in a few minutes.
Uncle Bill, want to see something real good?
Yeah, what is, Jody?
A bridge I'm making at school.
Oh, sure, a bridge. Well, that's a fine-looking bridge, isn't it, French?
Oh, most impressive, sir. Oh, now, if you'll excuse me, I'll return to the kitchen. We don't want our beef Wellington overdone, do we, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, and remember, sir, we are on a rather tight schedule.
Uh-huh.
Of course. It's only half finished.
Oh, sure. You know, I put a bridge like that over the Amazon once.
Like mine?
Yep.
If we make a good bridge, I might get an A.
We. Now, wait a minute. Did your teacher say it was all right for me to help?
Sure. It's okay for dads and kids to work together, just as long as they admit it.
Well, if it's okay for dads, then it's okay for uncles, too. Now, first thing we got to do is beef up these girders here.
Uncle Bill, guess what happened at dancing school today?
Hmm?
Buffy, we're busy working.
We can spare a minute for Buffy.
You see? Well, what happened was, Madame Leontine had to pick four of us dancers to try out for a TV show. And I was one of the four she picked to try out.
Well, that's just great.
Uncle Bill, when we get it finished, what color are we going to paint it?
Gee, I don't know.
I thought I could do my Buttercup dance for the audition.
Who cares about Buttercups? We're building a bridge.
Oh, Miss Peterson will be here in a moment. Oh, your tie, sir.
Right, my tie.
Where are we going to get the paint, Uncle Bill?
Well, let's get it built first, and then we'll worry about the paint, huh?
Oh, it's Miss Peterson.
Well, I'll be ready now.
Oh, I do hope so, sir.
Another lady, just when we're getting somewhere.
Allow me, Miss Peterson. And how nice it is to see you again. Do sit down, please.
Thank you. My, what's the heavenly aroma?
Hmm? Oh, that's beef Wellington. It's a specialty of ours. Yes, if you'll excuse me.
Make a marvelous perfume.
Thank you.
Miss Peterson?
Yes?
I'm Buffy, and that's Jody, and Uncle Bill will be out in a minute.
Hi, Pat. See you met the kids.
They've introduced themselves.
Okay, you kids go on and hit the sack now. We'll be in say goodnight in a minute. Go on. Come on.
She's pretty.
Yeah. But I wish Uncle Bill would have helped me with my bridge.
Well, at Uncle Bill's age, men are just more interested in pretty ladies than in little kids.
Would you like to talk a while? Good. I had a real exciting day today, Mrs. Beasley, but nobody seems very interested, except you. I tried to tell Uncle Bill about what happened at dancing school, but all he did was pretend to listen. He really wasn't. Even when I told him about me being on TV and dancing, all he did was sit and talk to Jody about that bridge. Let's face it, Mrs. Beasley. Uncle Bill likes Jody better than me.
You have to go to school tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, but this was important.
Oh, waiting up for me, huh? Okay. What is it, new boyfriend or a new record album?
No, it's Buffy. I think you'd better talk to her.
Buffy?
Mm-hmm. She thinks that you like Jody better than you like her.
Where'd she get an idea like that?
From you. She thinks that you were more interested in Jody and his bridge than in her dancing on TV.
Well, come to think of it, maybe I did. I don't know. Anyway, I'll square it up with her tomorrow. Got anything else on your mind?
I wanted to tell you about my new boyfriend, Ronnie Bartlett.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, could we do that tomorrow night? I mean, it's past midnight now.
Yeah, I guess so. Sure.
Okay. Good night.
Beasley, I'm glad you're not a man. At least I have one friend.
Busy?
No, Uncle Bill.
Listen, I'm sorry about last night.
Last night?
Yeah, I knew you were all excited about what happened at dancing school, and I guess I wasn't paying enough attention.
Oh, that's all right, Uncle Bill. I understand. You were busy with Jody.
Well, I'm really very proud of you, Buffy. I mean, one of four kids picked out for the audition. How about that?
Yeah, and if I'm the best of the audition, I get to go on TV.
Oh, you be the best. You can just knock them dead with that buttercup dance. You want to give me a little preview now?
You really want to see me? Me?
Well, sure I do.
Okay.
Bill, could I talk to you now?
Sure, go ahead. She's pretty good, huh?
It's about, you know, Ronnie Bartlett.
Yeah. Who?
Ronnie Bartlett, Uncle Bill.
Did you like my pirouette?
Oh, it was grand. Sure, you're going to win, too, and we'll be real proud of you.
Uncle Bill, I'm trying to tell you about my boyfriend. I want him to meet you.
Yeah, I know. I want to meet him. Just bring him over sometime.
I do it better with my costume on, all fluffy and buttercupy.
Well, when would be a good time?
Good time for what?
Oh, Uncle Bill, to bring Ronnie over to meet you.
Oh, him.
Uncle Bill, yeah. I put in those pencil girders like we decided, but they keep falling out of place.
Oh, yeah, well, I see what the problem is there.
What should I tell Ronnie?
Well, we better get our schedule straight first. When's your audition?
Tomorrow at 4:30 at Mr. Langley's office. He's the producer. Mr. French is going to take me.
Eric Langley?
I think so.
Oh, well, I know him. Hey, Jody. I'm going to call him up and tell him that you're my niece.
Uncle Bill, when are we going to talk about Ronnie?
Huh? Oh, wait a minute now, honey. Just let me get this call in for Buffy. Hello, Mr. Langley, please. Bill Davis calling. Yeah. Hello, Eric. Hey, listen, here you're doing a TV show with some children dancing. Well, I just want to tell you that one of the kids that's coming in to audition is my niece. Huh? Buffy Davis? No, Buffy. Yeah. Right. Well, I look forward to seeing you too, Eric. Yeah. Well, look, hey, I tell you what, I'll bring Buffy in myself, okay? Right, okay. Right, bye-bye.
Sissy, it's been almost 2 days. Haven't you talked to your uncle about me yet?
Well,
Sure, a couple of times. Only never when he was listening.
If we're going to go steady, I'll be around your house an awful lot.
Why don't you come over tonight, just to meet him face to face?
Are you sure he'll like me?
Well, of course he'll like you. I like you.
French, I cut the Argentine conference a little short. Buffy, ready to go?
Yes, I believe so, sir, but I could take her if you like.
No. I have to take her now. I've got to show her that I really care, you understand? So in your mind?
Well, sir, I just thought you would like to spend some time with Jody.
Jody?
Well, sir.
Well, what?
Well, sir, you remember the little bridge?
Oh, sure, the bridge. Look, I'll take care of Jody when I get finished with Buffy, all right?
Yes, sir, but Jody seemed to think that you'd lost interest in it, and he came to me for assistance. Well, I'm afraid I botched it up completely, sir. I'm not an engineer. I was merely doing my best.
Yeah. Well, it's all right. Where is he?
Oh, in his room, sir, feeling very sorry for himself.
Okay, well, I'll go talk to him. I'll be right back to take Buffy.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's have it.
Have what?
What's bothering you?
Nothing.
How come you got such a long face then?
I'm okay.
Gee, what happened to our bridge? It looks like it's shrinking.
I don't care about any bridge.
Oh. What'd you start it for in the first place?
It was just something to do.
Gee, I had the idea you were real interested in building a bridge.
I was for a while.
What's your teacher going to say about us quitting cold?
Uncle Bill, I didn't do it for my teacher. I did it because I wanted to be an engineer just like you.
Well, I didn't know you felt that way about it. All right, you better learn the first rule of engineering. That's if you start a bridge, you finish it, see?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on, we'll see what the problem is here.
When I put the girders on, the braces fell off.
Well, that's because you didn't put the girders on right. See, the braces go on the outside. Now, I'll show you.
Boy, this is going to be a real bridge, isn't it, Uncle Bill?
You bet.
Time to go, sir.
Madame Leontine said we didn't want to be late.
Yeah. Well, Jody, we'll get back to this first thing. I've got to take Buffy that audition. You understand, don't you?
Sure. I understand.
Good boy. I'll see you later. Come on.
How long has your little girl been taking dancing lessons?
Oh, about a year.
Alicia here has never lost a contest. Her teacher says she's going to be the greatest dancer of this generation. Perhaps another Pavlova.
I don't want to be a Pavlova.
Nonsense.
I don't even want to be a ballet dancer. I want to be an airline stewardess.
Shut up, Alicia. If Mother says you're going to dance, you'll dance.
Mr. Davis, Mr. Langley will see you now.
Thank you.
Well, hi, Eric.
Hi, Bill. How are you? And this is your little ballerina.
Buffy, say hello to Mr. Langley.
Pleased to meet you, sir.
It's nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'll take your coat.
What kind of music would you like, Buffy?
The Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy.
She does her buttercup number to that.
Yes, they all do. Miss Dawson, another sugar plum. Bill.
Uh-huh.
If you don't mind, please.
Yeah, just a minute.
Is a delightful little girl, but she's not the best I've seen today. Oh, I don't mean that she won't be a professional in time, but for this part, I must go with the one I feel is best.
Oh, sure. Well, I'll explain to her.
Let's play a little golf soon.
Yeah. We'll do, yeah. Come on. Goodbye, Mr. Langley.
Bye-bye,
Buffy. We'll call you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, sir, of course we were selected.
Not exactly.
I was terrible.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. It's always a blow to be rejected at any age.
Yeah, I better go talk to her some more.
Yes, sir. Oh, sir, if you could spare a moment to see Jody, sir.
Huh?
Well, he threw his bridge into the wastebasket.
Oh, no.
Yes, sir, he says you like Buffy better than him, sir.
Okay. Now, why'd you throw that away?
I don't know why.
Well, I told you we were going to get right back to it.
We were so busy with Buffy, I never thought we would.
Now, you know I just had to take her to the dance audition.
Excuse me, sir, but a small problem in the living room.
Buffy again?
No, sir, Sissy. Her boyfriend, Master Bartlett, sir.
Mm-hmm. Jody, I'll be right back.
I know, whenever you get a chance.
Uncle Bill. This is Ronnie Bartlett. We're going steady.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, sir. Steady.
Just what does going steady mean at your age?
Well, it just means that Ronnie and I are going to date only each other. But someday, maybe in a couple of years, we're going to get married.
Married. Is that your understanding?
Yes, sir. I think so, sir.
Uh-huh. Well, Sissy, I wish we could have talked this over a little first.
Well, I wanted to, Uncle Bill, but lately you've been so busy with Buffy and Jody.
Yeah, I guess I have. Well, Sissy, would you mind leaving us alone for just a few minutes? I want to have a little talk with Ronnie. Sit down. So you want to marry Sissy?
Not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly? What exactly?
Well, we weren't thinking of marrying. Not for a couple years, at least.
Oh, I see. Well, in a couple of years, you should be just getting out of high school, right?
Yes, sir.
You got some kind of job lined up?
No, not yet.
Well, you know, marriage is a little more than going to the justice of the peace. You have to have some place to live, you know.
I know.
How much money you got in the bank?
$32. Almost.
32. Well, in a couple of years, you ought to have maybe 132. That'll get you past the preacher and pay the first month's rent. What are you going to do after that?
I don't know. I can borrow some records and a couple of hamburgers. That's all we need this week.
Well, I'll tell you what you'll do after that. Now, you're going to drop out of school, so that means you'll have to take the first job that comes along.
Refreshments, gentlemen?
Yes. Thank you.
Then the first thing you know, you're going to be supporting a wife and six squalling kids in a one-room flat for the rest of your life.
Oh. Now, me, sir.
Sir, I better be going, sir.
Oh.
I just remembered I had some homework.
Anything you want me to tell Sissy?
Tell her. I'll see her one of these days.
All right. Well, let's keep her going steady.
Where's Ronnie?
Oh, he had to leave.
Without even saying goodbye?
Mm-hmm.
Uncle Bill, what did you tell him?
Just a few facts.
You told him we couldn't go steady.
No, I did not tell him that. He just figured it out for himself, I guess.
Uncle Bill, you've ruined my life. I love Ronnie.
Is there anything I can do, sir?
No, I guess I've done about all anybody can. I've got three kids, and I've managed to make them all miserable. I don't even know how it happened.
Well, if I may say so, sir, I don't think it's entirely your fault.
What do you mean by that? Who else did it?
Well, sir, I wouldn't say that the children were entirely guiltless. There's a certain, selfishness, a desire to monopolize your time.
I think you got a point there, French.
Sissy! Buffy, Jody! Get out of here!
Sorry, we got a little family meeting. All right, now, there's been an awful lot of grumbling and beefing around here, and we're going to put a stop to it right now. Now, I don't pretend to be any great shakes at this parent business. I know I'm still clumsy at it, and I make some mistakes, but I can just do the best I know how, and I have to do what I think is best for all of us. Now, Sissy, you think that I've been unfair with you about Ronnie. But, and maybe I have, but I'm an adult, and I have to call these shots the way I see them. Now, I don't mind you seeing Ronnie now and then, but right now, I think you're too young to be going steady with anybody. Understood?
Yes, Uncle Bill.
Now, Jody, you want to be an engineer? Okay, there's one thing an engineer does not do, and that's throw away his bridge just because he's mad at somebody. You got that?
Yes, Uncle Bill.
Now, Buffy, you want a theatrical career. Well, the first thing you've got to learn is to take it on the chin because there's going to be an awful lot of contests and you can't win them all. And if you're going to cry over every one you lose, then you're going to spend more time crying than you are dancing.
I'm sorry, Uncle Bill.
Okay. Now, also, I am only one guy and I love you all very much, but there are just so many hours in the day. Any questions?
I have a question.
Okay.
Can I get a new pair of leotards?
What happened to the old ones?
I threw them out the window.
Ha, 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 ha